All right, we're live. Lewis of the Derek Shapiro Show, episode 64, of course. Welcome to a great show. I'm using a different laptop because I might screw out of here towards the last part of the show because I'm going to another event in Atlanta afterwards, but 8:30 tonight. The Gym Blossoms are playing. Peter, come here. Peter, come here. Welcome to episode 64. My producer, Repeat. Come here, Pete.
Hey.
Did you miss me last month?
Actually, a little bit, Shapiro. I'm not going to lie and tell you I didn't.
Because, you know, Roland and Ambry did a great job, you know?
They did do a good job. They stepped up to the plate and got the job done.
Yeah, you know, they're in the building, of course. I'm with my kids, you know? Yes.
Oh,
and wait, hold on. Wait. You're blocking my view, but that's okay. Okay, now we're golden. Now we're golden. Now, Peter. Pete, I got to commend you because Barry did a great show last week.
Amazing show.
I went out for dinner with him last night. And how come you played it off like you didn't know about it?
Actually, I had a session last night, and I didn't find out about the dinner until like
he doesn't like you
30 minutes before it happened.
I'm kidding. He likes you. He doesn't like me. No, I'm kidding.
Nobody likes you, Shapiro. They just tolerate you.
Hey, let me ask you a question now. You know, well, let me tell you this on my show. We have this guy Transit. Okay, he is from McDonald's up the street. You know McDonald's over here.
Yeah, I shop there all the time. I get horrible customer service, so I'm not going there anymore.
Oh, really? Well, Transit's going to make you go there, okay? Because he has excellent customer service to the drive-thru, okay? He was making me and my kids crack up, and he's going to be on my show pretty soon. I want him to introduce the first one. Actually, Transit, come in the studio for a sec. Transit, welcome to Losers of the Derek Shapiro Show. You got to do your McDonald's welcome.
Hey, thank you for choosing McDonald's and Wendy Hill. We have a great day. Let us see you smile. This is Trey. Take your order, please.
You can take my order for the Derek Shapiro Show today. What's coming up on the Derek Shapiro Show? Of course, we do have, of course, on this show, of course, episode 64, we do have Dan the Man segment. There's the first one. Good News Weekly segment with Sam Lutz. Then we have the phony calls on Journey's Store. Then we have Nerdstar coming up, interview. We're going to debut Nerdstar's song, of course. Then we're going to be speaking. Well, we have London Shapiro speaking. I have it on recorded. Then we have the Malevolent Sneaker Tooth interview. Then we do have the Clark Howard interview. Now, Clark Howard has his own radio show, his own syndicated radio show. And he's on HLN, okay? He was on the DSS TV station last week. He's on the Derek Shapiro Show tonight. Peter. Repeat.
Yo.
What show would you rather watch or listen to? Clark Howard or the Derek Shapiro Show?
Obviously Clark Howard because he helps me save money.
Okay, let me ask you a question.
But Shapiro, you just come in a close second.
You know who Krista is?
No.
Krista is Clark Howard's producer, and you're my producer.
Yeah, so now we have something in common.
See? Now, who do you think comes in first in my place? Krista or you?
Should be Krista.
Yes, but she's a woman. She's a woman. High five for that one. Okay. Anyway, I don't think he's going to give me any more money advice after this. All right. So the first segment, okay, is going to be this one. Dan the Man segment, Good News Weekly segment. Can you introduce that for us? Here's Transit. Oh, use this microphone. Yes. This one. This segment.
All right. First up, we got Dan the Man segment, Good News Weekly segment with Sam Lutz.
Here on Losers of the Derek Shapiro Show.
Good evening, Derek.
Good evening, y'all. Losers of the Derek Shapiro Show, www.derekshapiroshow.com. Dan the Man with the plan, right?
Yes.
What?
West Warwick, Rhode Island.
Yes, you're calling from West Warwick, Rhode Island, of course. And of course, I'm sorry I couldn't use you last month. Of course, we were so busy, of course, last month. We had to bump you up, of course, or bump you out of the show, of course. Dan, what goes bump in the night?
Well, Noah's Ark.
Noah's Ark. All right, tell us about Noah's Ark.
Okay, I'm going to break this up into three parts for you, Derek. 7 minutes each. This is science and the Bible.
Wait, 7 minutes each?
7 minutes each. Seven tonight and 14 more minutes over the next few months.
Oh, gee. This is 7 minutes of each show. I can never get back again, right?
That's fine. So basically, the account starts off part one here. Where Noah, he was to do his part and build an ark inland. not near a shoreline. So people thought he, you know, was crazy, or he's building this ship in the middle of nowhere where there's no ocean or anything. And this also was during a time not many people realized, when the Bible said that the earth had not yet seen rain. So they're like, well, what's he thinking? How's he going to launch this thing, you know? And God was to do his part by drawing the animals to the ark that would then repopulate the earth so that Noah wouldn't have to go out looking for all these specimens. So in my agnostic days, I asked, how in the world could all these creatures fit on that ark? That didn't make sense to me. So we all know about microevolution, which is the idea that all life on Earth evolved from a single-celled creature in the oceans of the past. But I submit that if God originally made hundreds of individual species, which then adapted to their environments after the continents had drifted, this would not only account for enough space on the ark, but would also explain the diversity of species that we see in the world around us today. As far as the dimensions of the ark, I calculated them out to be roughly 1.3 million cubic feet, and this volume could accommodate 500 freight cars. And since the animals were going to repopulate the earth, they would probably be young, not full grown, and similar in size. Each freight car can hold about 50 sheep-sized beasts, and so Noah's Ark could have held a total of 25,000 animals, which is, you know, quite larger than the children's books portray it. Now, also, there was no need of all that kind of space, 25,000 animals, if there were only ancestral archetypes on board, which would later adapt to a changing world and breed with those in other environments, increasing the diversity within each species over time. In other words, one feline ancestral archetype may have given rise to modern cats like tigers, panthers, cheetah. From one canine ancestor may have come the dingo, the jackal, coyote, wolf, etc. So this is not difficult to imagine, since in New Testament times, there were only two types of dogs that lived in Jerusalem. And now, just 2,000 years later, look at the variety that we see. So just wanted to contrast the difference between microevolution and macroevolution to give kind of a start for the other parts that I'll address regarding the account of Noah. And thanks for having me, Derek.
Yes, now, Dan, let me ask you a question.
Sure.
What did you think about Evan Almighty with Steve Carell?
I thought it was hilarious, and I thought that it was pretty parallel to what Noah was facing, because, as I said, God told him to build this boat in the middle of a region that wasn't even near an ocean. So how was he supposed to launch it? You know, this was huge. This thing was huge.
Huge.
And at that time, the Bible says that it had not yet even rained on the earth. And I'll get into that next time. But so people really thought that was just ridiculous, him doing that, you know. And just as ridiculous as they thought Evan was building that in, was it D.C. or something, right?
So what did you like better? Did you like Bruce Almighty better, or did you like Evan Almighty better?
I didn't see Bruce Almighty, but...
What's with you? You didn't see Bruce Almighty with Jim Carrey?
No, but I saw Pet Detective, though. Does that count?
No.
I liked Evan Almighty. I thought it was cool.
Now, you referenced to cheaters, okay? Now, if a guy or a man... if a guy or woman cheats, does that relate to cheaters?
Very funny.
Well, you know, this is an entertainment show, so I had to put some, like, comedy into this. You know what I'm saying? Now...
You should have asked me if unicorns were on the ark.
Are the unicorns on the ark?
That's a tough one. If they were, they got wiped out later on by some other cosmic disaster.
So you actually believe in unicorns?
Well, the Bible does make mention of them in the Psalms, so must have existed.
You know, I believe in unicorny jokes.
Good one. That's funny that you mentioned it, though, because there are famous people in history emperors and such that, you know, I've claimed to have seen them, and they were supposed to be kind of a good luck thing to those to somebody's kingdom if they saw one.
Yes, well, I think I saw a unicorn before. No, I'm sorry. That was actually what's his name? Jeff Goldblum. Yes. Now you're talking about famous people. You know who's on the same show tonight, right?
No.
You know rapper Rick Ross?
Really?
Yes. Well, other than that, I do thank you very much for joining me tonight here on Lose Out, the Derek Shapiro Show. Dan the Man will save you for next month, okay?
Sounds good, Derek. Talk to you then.
And please, take a breath mint next time. You stink. Your breath stinks. No, I'm kidding.
All right, Derek. Take care. Have a good night.
Take it easy. Have a good night, Dan the Man. With the plan.
Yeah.
Okay.
The scientific plan.
Yes. The scientific plan. Take it easy, Dan.
All right. See ya.
Bye-bye.
Good night, Derek.
Good night to you, Dan.
Okay.
And we have Sam Lutz of the Good News Weekly, of course, here on the Derek Shapiro Show and the DSS TV station. How are you doing, Sam?
I'm doing great, Derek. How are you tonight?
Great. And what's your Good News Weekly about this month?
Well, actually, it's the Good News Weekly. So every week we have a new issue that we put out. We're actually in 6 markets in Georgia, in the metro area, we're in the Ackworth, Kennesaw area, and also in Cherokee County, where we're in our 6th year. We also have papers in the Macon area, where we're in our 8th year, and we're winding up the 7th year in Tifton, Warner Robins, and Americus. But each week it's a really neat publication. It's not really a full-length paper, but it's everyone's busy these days, so it's a short, quick, maybe a 10-minute read, just good, clean jokes, uplifting stories that'll just put a smile on the reader's face. And we put out every week in these local markets, and where people are hanging out, like doctor's offices, restaurants, beauty salons, full-service car washes, barbershops, that kind of thing. And it's fun and positive, and well, people go for it. They like to have a lift.
Now, Sam, if you could just sum up about some jokes that's in them, the Good News Weekly, because of course it's a monthly show, so if you can sum up some jokes that's in the, or some good news stuff that's in the Good News Weekly this month.
Well, again, there's a new one every week. Goodness, what we do is all the stories and jokes are, sometimes they have to do, like on the 4th of July, there's something, they're seasonal kind of things, but it's just a kind of a mix and match, something for everybody. It's kind of family oriented. You wouldn't mind if your children were hearing it, but it just good, positive stuff. Are you wanting me to read you one or something like that?
Yes, we want for this month, of course. Well, you know, that's in August right now.
Okay. Well, I just picked up a paper here, and it says exam time.
Okay.
An eccentric philosophy professor gave one question final exam after a semester dealing with a broad array of topics. The class was already seated and ready to go when the professor picked up his chair, propped it on his desk, and wrote on the board, "Using everything we have learned this semester, prove that this chair does not exist." Fingers flew, erasers erased, notebooks were filled with furious fashion. Some students wrote over 30 pages in 1 hour attempting to refute the existence of the chair. One member of the class, however, was finished in less than a minute. Weeks later, the grades were posted. The rest of the class wondered how he could have gotten an A when he had barely written anything at all. His answer consisted of two words. What chair? Anyway, some people find it funny, but it's just, it's just a mixture of stuff, but anyway, what we have advertising on the two sides. The paper's 11 by 17,
yep.
Opened up, so it's 17 inches in length,
yep.
11 inches wide, and down the middle, probably 40, 50% are just these these jokes. We also have a word search every week on the back. Yep. Another neat thing is we hire a little guy in the different ads to motivate people to look through the ads, and we give away $50 a week. So there's a new contest every week.
Awesome.
And that's another attraction in the paper. And it, but well, like we've had about 300 issues up here, and it's just. There's a new one out there every week, and another neat thing about it is I don't put a date on it. It's volume and issue number, and I do that intentionally because that allows me to relocate any of the papers that I happen to pick up when I put out the new ones each week.
Yes.
So our advertisers are really getting good exposure.
That's good. That's good, Sam. You know, and Sam, what's the phone number people can reach you at?
My cell number is 770-715-8606.
And Sam, I'm going to ask you every month to tell a good joke from the Good News Weekly, okay?
Well, I'll be prepared, and next time I'll pick out a doozy for you, okay?
Well, thank you very much, Sam. And Sam, thank you for joining us here on the DSS TV station and on the Derek Shapiro Show.
Okay.
That was the, of course, Dan the Man segment, the Good News Weekly, Sam Lutz, sponsored by Good News Weekly, of course, and Dan the Man from Rhode Island. That's 7 minutes I can never get back again from Dan the Man, of course, but he's a good guy. And then now we have the number fifth song for the month of July, Russian Roulette, featuring Jay Profane, the husband and wife from Providence, Rhode Island. Tip of your tongue, and they'll go right into the phony call segment for Journeys. This is a funny, funny ass of course, phony calls. You like phony calls? Like you like, of course, we have, your name, of course, is Transit, of course. You like phony calls, like playing practical jokes on people?
Yeah.
All right, well, this is it, you know? So it's called Russian Roulette featuring Jay Profane, Tip of Your Tongue. And then what? Phony calls?
All right, we got phony calls on Journeys.
Yes, then we'll come back. Here on Losers of the Derek Shapiro Show!
Diamond earrings in my ears to suit me. Или сейчас, или завтра лучше. Taste the future. Дай мне твои руки. Watch us like a movie. For crazy, sexy, cool TLC and foreplay in jacuzzi. Let me wear just jewelry. I'ma be intrusive. Unimported linen sheets. I'ma be exclusive. Let you get between the skin. Take too long, boy. Times are wasted. Oh, hasta la vista, baby. On to the next one in the Maserati, waiting for my answer. He calls me Angel, Vicky Bra, Vicky Secrets. Red Bulls gives you wings, vodka and martinis. Я вкусная девица, tasty like a sweet tart. Optional bikinis, royalty amidst us. Rich and sophisticated like the Queen of England. She break for tea, I break to breathe. Intermission between missionary quickies. Fine dine, red roses. Crystal glass, red wine, drunk posing. He's a freaking I'm his only. Like a poster, tape it, MySpace it. Facebook, put your face in my favorite places. Head first, Miss Boss, Lord have mercy. On the tip of your tongue, got you thirsty.
On the tip of my tongue, getting you sprung with my dyke flow. One flip of my tongue, we hump, now you like pro. Lick your lady lumps, have you stunned, give you goosebumps. Got you feeling higher than the hills in your new pumps. Wanna come get ya, steal your heart and make you come. Got me harder than a tongue twister. Alice in sexy land dreaming, hard to wake up. Jay loves how you stimulating all my taste buds. Beats banging bass up like your round bottom. Face down, tongue got you wet, almost drowned. Watching oxygen lacking. But do it for your satisfaction. Paint the alphabet on your clit. Watch your reaction.
I stay on the tip of your tongue.
All right. That was Russian Roulette featuring Jay Profane. Tip of your tongue, of course. And now here's the phony calls on Journeys, of course. Then we're going to J Rhythm's song, We Are the Sky, the Nerd Star interview is going to be up after this. But first, here's a phony calls on Journeys from Cumberland Mall. I did this for somebody who was aggravated with Journeys, how their service was. So I had a prank phone call them, right?
Right.
You like prank phone calls at McDonald's?
Hated them.
Well, here it is. Me, Derek Shapiro, doing a prank phone call on Journeys. Here on Lose Yourself, the Derek Shapiro Show, episode 64, the same show as Clark Howard.
Hello?
Hello?
Hi, is this Journeys?
Yes.
Hi, how are you?
I'm fine.
Yes, I have a complaint. I bought some Nikes there, and it didn't fit me good.
Okay.
Why not?
I'm not sure.
Okay, well, I mean, you fit me in the Nikes, and why did the Nikes fit me? Why'd you hang up on me? Huh. Journeys, let's see what's going on here.
I'll introduce you.
Hello?
Hey.
Hi. Yeah, my Nikes didn't fit me that you put me in.
I'm sorry?
My Nikes didn't fit me that you put me in.
Okay, I'm sorry that happened. Like, what size do you wear?
I wear a size 12 and it didn't fit me. You put me in the Nikes. You said it'll fit me, like, to a T, and it didn't even fit.
Did you try them on, sir, when you was here?
I'm sorry?
Did you not try them on when you was here?
Yeah, you said it would fit me good, and it didn't fit me.
Do you remember who sold them to you?
Oh, Journeys, you did.
You sure it's me?
Of course.
Now you just talked to the other guy, and you thought it was him. So which one do you, is it me or you?
It was you, or you and him, both of you were there.
Okay, well, I'm really sorry, is there anything I can do to help you?
Oh my God, some free new sneakers. Now I had to throw my new sneakers out because it just ripped.
Okay, if you want to bring them in, we can look over them and we can work something out.
No, I can't bring them in, but I threw it out because it just ripped on me.
Okay, I'm sorry, well, if they ripped, then it's something probably doing with the manufacturing with Nike, not us.
Yeah, so I threw it out, so can I get new sneakers?
I mean, you can come in, sir, I don't have a problem. We can just look over it and we can see what we can do with it.
I mean,
I'll do anything to help you. So just if you want to bring me in, that's perfectly fine.
I mean, I couldn't believe it. I mean, you know.
Sorry, it happened to you, sir.
And then when I called to tell that it ripped, you told me to lick the sneakers.
I'm sorry.
You told me to lick the sneakers. Why would licking the sneakers help?
Maybe I said bring them in.
No, but the other guy said to lick the sneakers, I think. Or you did.
Oh, I can't speak for the other guy. I'm speaking for me, and that's what I'm saying. That if you want to come in and bring it, you know what I'm saying, it's perfectly fine.
Yeah, I mean, this is a journey.
Okay, if you bring them in, sir, that's all I can do. If you bring them in, bring the receipt, and we can work out something.
Well, I mean, can you treat me for lunch, too, at McDonald's or Burger King?
Sir, I can't give you that, but...
Why could you treat me for lunch at McDonald's or Burger King?
Because that's not our responsibility.
Well, what about the pretzel place at the mall? Or maybe the pizza place at the mall?
I mean, I'm not treating you for lunch. If you want to bring shoes in, it's a manufacturing problem.
Well, let me ask you a question. Do you have a girlfriend?
I'm sorry?
Do you have a girlfriend?
I'm not
doing it. Okay, because do you treat her for lunch? I'm sorry?
Alright, sir, I have to go. I have customers coming in the store. You're talking. So.
But what kind of customers? Customers that want to be treated for lunch?
I'm not going to take you to lunch.
No. No, but you treat your girlfriend for lunch. You treat your mom for lunch on Mother's Day, right? I'm sorry?
They have nothing to do with your shoes. Let's stay unfocused about your shoes. You want to bring them in to me, I'll be glad to help you with them. Otherwise, everything else is not necessary.
Okay, but can I take your mom or your girlfriend out for lunch?
If you want to.
Okay, thank you.
Okay. You ready?
Come on.
Okay, we're back here, of course. That was a phony call segment, of course. And that was on Journeys, of course. Was that funny or what, Repeat?
Yeah, that was actually one of the funniest ones you've done.
Thank you. Was that funny or what, Repeat? Because I got to repeat myself, because your name is Repeat. Get out of here. The show's not over yet. All right, come here, London. My daughter, London Shapiro, come here for a second. I'm here with, of course, my daughter, London, of course. We're live, of course. The screen's black over there. We can't see ourselves because, of course, the it's still on. We just had to, you know, yeah, okay. So we're live with my daughter, London, of course.
Hi.
We're at McDonald's, a few weeks ago. And you come, and because we're ordering something. And tell the viewers again how you introduced yourselves.
Hey, thank you for choosing McDonald's and winning here. We have a great night. Let's see you smile. My name is Tuesday.
I forgot.
Okay, but okay, introduce the Derek Shapiro show, like how you were doing maybe through the drive thru. I'm putting you on the spot, huh?
Yeah, you put me way on the spot.
But wait, before you do that, before you think about it, how funny was it to have him in the drive thru?
It was really funny because when he started, I'm like, what? I was like, is this guy like sick or something? Or like, what? So I was like, because when I got up to him, I was like, okay, all right, fine. He's just being funny. And I was like cracking up. It was really funny.
We were all cracking up. My son was in the car. Now, like, introduce something like you would do for the Derek Shapiro show, maybe through the drive thru, maybe. You know, say, okay, what do you want to order for the Derek Shapiro show or whatever? You know. Do something like that.
Okay. Well, we're live on the Derek Shapiro show. No, I came up with that greeting like 2 years ago. I got it mastered. Now I'm like reconstructing. It's not gonna work.
So you're not with McDonald's anymore, I heard, huh?
Right.
Is it because of this show?
Yeah, I think you're gonna pay me more.
That's right. All right. Well, we're gonna go on to J Rhythm. Of course, Linda, how have you introduced this one? Because this is your uncle, J Rhythm. J Rhythm, this is the fourth song for the month of July. What song is this called?
This is called We Are the Sky, and it's by my uncle, J Rhythm.
And who's coming next?
Nerdstar.
All right, Nerdstar's up next after this song.
Woohoo! Nerdstar!
All right.
Mama said be strong, the Lord is by your side. So even if you reside behind the paint of a clown, call him Joker, yeah, who runs the city now? So welcome to my vision, jewel, intuition, cool like definition. Definitely step to this one. I want the sky, I am all around. We are the sky, we the made it now, somehow. Defeat, shuffle and move my feet, be like the wind, smooth like Muhammad Ali. The prize I see, excuse my future, I mean, compose a moment in time, frozen like ice, let them shoot you. So I pose to YouTube, captured like video, upload me on YouTube. So live like Bluetooth, TMZ, I'm new, like Cuddy on that new, it's good music I'm giving you. They say make it rain, so I proceed to dance. No dollars in the air, look in his eyes and stare into his soul, into his heart. Classified as art, this is who we are. We are, we are.
We are back, of course, episode 64, of course, episode 64 here on Loser of the Derek Shapiro Show, Rich Productions, of course, here in Marietta, Georgia, with Repeat, my producer. Coming up on the show is Still Clark Howard. He's from HLN, and he's on syndicated radio, of course, and that was your uncle, of course. What was the song called?
We Are the Sky.
Yes, and now, of course, everybody who tuned in today for the DerekShapiroShow.com at Mellow Mushroom, you want to say hello to... Who do you want to say hello to?
Oh, hi, Nerdstar.
Hello.
How are you doing?
I'm doing good. Yes. Great.
Yes, hi, and how are you doing? You're doing great. You look tired, though, huh, from today,
yes,
huh?
Yes, it's been a long day.
Yes, big day, huh?
Yes, sir.
And you know what's great? You are almost the same age. Well, you're 10. You're going to be 11 in October.
Yes, I will.
And mm-hmm. you're 12. When are you going to be 13?
June 24th of next
June
year.
June 24th, so you're practically a year apart. And I like June because I'm June 7th, of course.
So you're popping your teens.
Exactly. London Radio, of course. She's on Twitter, of course. London Radio Show. She helps me out time to time, of course.
I'm on Yahoo, so you can check me out.
And you're on Facebook, too. You mentioned about your Facebook today.
Find me on Facebook, YouTube, and Twitter, /NerdStar, everything.
Really? Awesome. So tell me, how did you get the name NerdStar?
Well, my name was originally Star when I was with a girl group, and, you know, I kind of felt better as a solo artist, and I wanted to be different from other rappers and children, so I decided to name myself NerdStar because I was very good in school.
Now, do people label you a nerd in school?
No.
No.
They don't. They name me as the cool kid.
As the cool kid. So how would you label yourself? Would you label yourself as a cool kid or a nerd?
A nerd.
Why?
Because that's just what I am. I love being smart. Really? It's a very good thing.
So what grades do you get in school?
I get straight A's in school.
Get straight A's? Oh, really? Oh. That's good. London, what do you get in school?
I get A's.
Really? Mm-hmm. No, you're not...
saying that to not seem...
No, I really get A's.
No, sometimes she gets B's, though. But
B's
actually, I'm not going to tell you what I got. Actually, listen.
You got A's, B's, and C's.
No, I did not, actually. I got some A's. I'll tell you the truth, because I cannot lie in front of children. I got D's. I got C's. I was not a nerd at all, you know what I'm saying? But tell me about being, you know, NerdStar, of course, you have a positive message.
Yes, sir.
I like that song, the bully song. Tell me about that bully song.
The bullying song is basically just to tell children that bullying is not cool and it won't ever be cool, you know what I'm saying? Like, bullying, like, I really disagree with, like, the whole concept. Like, I don't really understand why people are doing it. It's not cute.
Oh, London.
I was wondering, do you like glasses? Because I always see you with glasses.
Well, that's part of the image, I think, right?
Yeah, that goes with my image, yeah.
Okay, let me ask you a question. Have you got bullied, and have you bullied other people?
Of course I haven't bullied other people.
Okay, make sure of that. But have you got bullied too yourself?
Not really. Okay. I haven't really experienced it, but as I hear about all these stories, it kind of hurts my heart to see other children that's getting bullied. You know, it's not good at all.
So you stick up for the bullies, huh?
Yeah.
So has any bullies came to you in school and asked for your advice?
Yeah,
bullies. Have the people being bullied, I'm sorry, ever came up to you and say, I'm being bullied and they need your help?
Not yet, because, like, the song had just, like, really came out, so I haven't really had any people come up to me yet.
Mm-hmm.
But I've had people call me and say they've cried over the song because they've had people being bullying them and stuff, and it really kind of touched my heart.
So what school do you go to?
I go to Kip Ways Academy.
Where's that?
It's on Joseph Lowry in Atlanta.
So if someone came up to you this school year and say, oh, I heard your song and I'm being bullied, what advice could you give them?
I would tell them to tell someone, first of all, and then go up to the bully and, you know, kind of tell them, like, it's not cool, and we won't do this anymore, you know? Yeah, just kind of stick up to them, like, you're not going to bully me.
Now, what would you say to the bully?
What would I say to the bully?
Yes.
I would say a lot to the bully.
Okay, give us an example, okay? Let's say...
Shapiro was bullying you.
Yeah, I know. Say my father was bullying me, okay? And I came to your advice. What would you say to him?
I would tell him, like, stop.
That's good.
Stop. It's not good. It won't ever be good. And good. Bullying is not the place to go, especially if you're insecure about yourself.
Awesome. Now, let me ask you a question. Now, who is the biggest nerd star that you look up to?
Who's the biggest nerd star?
Yeah, but I'll tell you who mine is. From like on TV, it could be a fictional character, you know, it could be a, you know, real character. You know, I have three people. I have one real person. Well, maybe two real people,
Dad,
and two fake.
Let her answer the question.
I know. I'm just making an example, but okay. My daughter's the boss of my show. Okay, go ahead, NerdStar. Tell me who you look up to.
I look up to Tupac, and also I like Urkel.
Urkel. I was gonna mention that. Yes, that's my time. Steve Urkel. I love Steve Urkel. Okay, he was an awesome bully, of course, and Screech from Saved by the Bell. Okay, he was awesome too. You know, and of course, I'm the real bully. I mean, the real bullies, the real nerds. I think in this world, Bill Gates from Microsoft, and I think Ted Turner. You know what I'm saying? Because he's a business person. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, I look up. High five for that. And the name of your song again?
The name of the song is Hello, Mr. Bully.
Hello, Mr. Bully. Mm-hmm. Okay. So we should say goodbye to Mr. Bully because we want them Bye-bye. Out, right? Mm-hmm. Want them out, you know? Okay, so, and so you wrote this. How long did it take you to write this song, Hello, Mr. Bully?
How long
Bully?
Did it take me to write Hello, Mr. Bully? Well, I went to the studio with this producer named Theory.
Theory.
And I worked with a rapper named Willie Hen.
Uh-huh.
Make sure y'all find him on Facebook, YouTube, and Twitter, yeah. And also Theory. You know, and we was there, and he gave me a beat, and I got to writing to it. Willie Hen helped me out, you know what I'm saying? And we made that song a hit.
Awesome. So we're going to play that now, and then we're going to go into this song. After that is going to be
Thomas.
Mockingbird for the third song for the month of July, of course. Then I have this of you, London Shapiro. You speaking on my recorder that I found, and it was a cute thing of yours.
Yeah, so. And then plus, as that going, I'm going to speak some more too, okay?
Yes. All right, so here's the Nerd Star song, of course. Hello, Mr. Bully. Then we're going to Rob Thomas, Mockingbird. Then come back to London Shapiro.
Deuces.